Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right. He is a DJ. Music is his passion. It says here, what's your excuse for your passion? He's big on these social media streets, Papa Snoopy. How would you introduce yourself? And let's actually wait. Let's do it like this. How would you introduce yourself to a prospective parent-in-law? And then how would you introduce yourself to a person in business, and how would you introduce yourself to someone in the club at 3 a.m?
Wow, that's whoa, that's a nice one. Okay, cool. How I'd introduce myself to my mother-in-law?
Yes,
I'd go in and I'm gonna break out in Vernac, obviously.
Go for it.
So I'd be like, "Molweni kamupila, pila ramasia from the Istrian Force Loras, and Zela and Dubuni segutintani ntombazandako," and that's how I'd break it down, you know. Out of respect, I love your daughter and I'm here to show you. That's how I do it. And then at 3 a.m, how I would introduce myself?
Business. Let's do business. Someone in business. How do you walk into a meeting?
How do I walk into a meeting? I judge first what the meeting's going to be about. So if it's a musical type of environment, bro, I'm going to come the way I'm coming now. Flip flops, shorts. I'm relaxed because music doesn't have a dress code. Unless you're obviously at Sony Universal, then yo, you have to dress up properly. But if you're meeting a prospective singer, producer, whatever, you don't have to dress up, you know. Like right now I'm sitting in a lot of studios and I'm sitting with a lot of people and I just see the dress code. Some people come in the vests, shorts, it's just you just come the way you feel you're comfortable with. That's dress up. And then how I would introduce myself for a promoter or just a club person, I would literally walk in there, shake the hand and tell them who I am, obviously first, and then say, let's get a drink. Just to break the ice. Mm. Look, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I don't drink alcohol. So I will offer them a drink and then they'll ask me, why aren't you ordering yourself? Say, no, I don't drink, but I thought you do. Now I've already got the attention. That's where I'm first going
to
go.
And then to a bae or a potential bae?
A potential bae.
Is there a bae? I don't remember this from last time.
Yo, let's move on.
I don't remember. I should have listened to the podcast of our last chat before.
No, like, hey, man, why you gotta put me on the spot like that?
I didn't realize it was an on-the-spot question.
No, like, look, if I were to introduce myself to a girl, damn you.
What?
If I were to introduce myself to a girl, depending where I am, because the thing is with me, my mind works differently. Like, depending where I am, that's how I speak.
Okay.
So if I'm in the hood, obviously I'm going to say it in vernac. If I'm in the northern suburbs, I'm going to speak in English.
Okay.
It's, you know, like I'm going to always try find a way. Maybe I'll throw an insult to get her attention. I try use what I can around me. You know, I once got a girl by hitting her with a car. Literally, yes, I know it sounds crazy, but like I nudged her and she was like, oh my God. I said, what are you doing on the side of the road? Like,
oh wow. So she was a passenger. She was just walking, a pedestrian.
She was on the road, but I literally went to bump her to get her attention.
Wow.
She was mad. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm sure.
So sorry. But that's how I got the conversation rolling and, you know, things led to another and, but yeah, that's how I got the girl.
Is that the current bae?
No, they. Why you keep asking me about a
producer
bae?
Cat? What are you weighing in? I see facial expressions there.
There's no bae. Don't listen to Cat
yeah,
in the background.
I don't think he has a bae. But I'm just shocked that you like hit someone with your car.
I know.
Who the fuck does that? What is wrong with you? I would have sued you at this point. Like,
no, because you're a voucher. You want to finish us. So that's not how it works. Yes.
What the fuck is a voucher?
Let's move on. God.
Girls are being called vouchers now.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know these things.
Things got heated very quickly.
How did it take so long for us to get you back here? You're very interesting.
Yeah, Kat, how did it take so long?
I don't know. You just disappeared. Don't you remember last time he was here? He was talking about he wants to work with dead people or whatever.
That is still a passion of mine.
Just remind everyone what we were discussing.
Okay, this is a living dream, okay? And I say a living dream because it lives within me. I have a dream to own my own funeral parlor. I want to be a funeral director. So that means washing and cleaning dead people. That's me. I have a passion of that. Some people find that awkward. Well, damn you.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I have. I was about 13 when I did it. I did it for a couple of months.
Huh.
So that's where the love came from. But that's a dream for later on. I'm 25. So add 30 years to that. That's when that should be happening. Right now, I'm living my dream, which is performance. And well, like I was saying to off air, like I'm a busy man. So
yeah.
I don't know how it happened, but it got busy. I mean, here I am. okay, the next thing that's about to happen now, the big thing that's about to happen is in a couple of weeks. Donald has a, okay, I DJ for Donald. People don't know. But, Donald has a, his own concert, like Fill Up the Dome, but his one is Carnival. He's doing that. And, obviously I'm his DJ and I do the music direction there also. So we're about to have that on the 19th of August.
Cool.
And it's, look, it's crazy preparation. I've never been in that type of setup because for being a DJ, you're in a club or you're in a stadium, you're done. We've got band members. We've got like a 13 piece band. We've got dancers, about 10 dancers, got Sumizi choreographing this thing.
Yes. I read about this. It's going to be filmed as well.
It's going to be, it's his first DVD. Yeah. So it's pretty big. You've got Ricky, supporting act, Knock Music. It's got Shimza now joined yesterday it was announced. Wow. He's on Busisiwa. It's gonna be big, bro. So I mean, if you're not there, you suck. I'm gonna tell you straight, but I think it's gonna be big, man.
Have you seen the budget?
Why you keep asking me these type of questions?
Because I want to know how much they've allocated to like the mic. That's the only reason I'm asking. Well, I would imagine a Donald concert, like most of the money is going to go towards the mic.
Look, it's a hefty budget. Let me just be honest. I mean, okay. I'm not allowed to obviously tell how much money is, but I can be honest on this one is, I mean, hopefully you'll forgive me. I know Homeboy is working so hard. He's actually not even making a profit at this point. Like, tickets are being bought, but he puts so much into it.
Into the production.
It's, yes, the tickets will be covered, but the actual production, he's not making. He's literally on this point where he's like, look, if it breaks even, I'll be lucky.
Mm.
But tickets are being bought, which is, to me, I'm like, why would you stretch yourself like that? But that's the thing about Donald that he's told me in the past 2 years, that if you invest in yourself, the return is so much bigger.
Mm.
And I saw this even, for example, when we did the exclusive party for Empire, the TV show on Fox.
Yeah, they were here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did an exclusive thing for them. We performed exclusively for them. And they were like, yeah, we hear about you. You're Donald, the musician, and we hear all these R&B.
Taraji and
Taraji
Terrence.
And Terrence. And there again, it showed me, Donald showed me how he was different, because all the other people who performed, you could barely hear them. Because, yes, in a club you should be hearing, but clubs don't have the sound system for vocalists.
Mm.
And how he beat them all purely because of his vocal abilities on that mic.
Hmm.
Excuse me. So
we've learned a lot from Donald in the past 2 years.
No, he's really, myself, I've invested so much. That's why I think my music has put me not only performing for him, but now I do exclusive industry parties, and I'm at a place where I'm always literally every weekend, you know, if it's not every weekend, then I'm lucky. I've always got something to do with him or without him. And my new project now that I just started is I've got a TV show on SABC2. It's about to come out in a month. It's called Keeping Score. He's made me expand myself. I mean, I could always act, but I was always scared. And he was like, you have to have the confidence in you. So now my TV show is about to start. And that's Donald boosting me into that. And that's just the type of guy he is, you know. I honestly would have, I don't think I would have taken the leap this soon. And then there's, like I said, there's music here, there's acting here, and there's other things I can't really talk about for now until I've signed the contract. But those are the two things right now that my amount of sleep is literally 4 hours. Because I'm talking, when I'm done speaking with you, I still have to go. I have to go to my brother. We run a taxi business together. That's something else I'm doing. Once I'm done there, I need to go back to studio, and then I need to go home, read my notes, get ready for my tomorrow's preparation for when we start shooting on set.
Jeez, you're a busy guy.
So, and then in next week, rehearsals start with Donald, and then I need to see Ricky and them and Busisiwa and somebody said,
I'm glad we've got you here now as a very busy guy.
So yeah,
you are a very easy guy to talk to though.
I'm like an open book, man. I'm very honest. You know this. We spoke about this.
Yeah.
I'm a very open, honest person. I want people to know what they see. The only thing I do keep private, obviously, is like my own secrets. That's my family. That's because I don't want to expose them.
How many siblings do you have?
88. No, I'm playing. On the books, I've got 7. Okay, now I'm fooling around. I've got 8 siblings.
Okay.
Really on the books.
Where do you fit in on the scale?
I'm the center.
So middle child.
Center. Like, okay. I've got 3 older sisters. 32, 31, 26, comes I, 25, And then comes my younger brothers who are twins, 21, and my younger sister who is, Tippy, so how old are you, man? 17.
Does this imply that you're going to have like a massive family one day?
Never.
Really? You wouldn't go down this nonsense?
Solo dolo, my homeboy.
What does that mean? Like one child, no children?
This, my child will be alone. They will learn to survive.
Okay.
No pack of wolves. You survive or you die.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm playing. I mean, I want a good family. I mean, I think three kids.
Yeah.
If God blesses me with that, I mean, I have a beautiful wife one day. Cat.
Cat, you there?
Can you hear that? You hear that? If I have you as a beautiful wife in the background there.
Yeah, let's go now. Let's get married.
Bye, guys. I'll see you later. But yeah, that's
Cat
what I want.
Cat has been looking for love, though, of late.
It really?
Yeah.
Oh, Cat, have I?
You haven't told me you're looking for love.
I mean, how am I supposed to when you're running the streets hitting girls with your car? Like, Cat, you never hit me with your car.
You'll know that he likes you when he knocks you over.
Yeah, he hasn't hit me with his car,
you know,
so
I got a full bottle of water, man. Look, I love you if I hit you, not when I kill you.
Yeah, no, but no. You haven't hit me with your car, is what I'm
What's
saying.
What's the dodgiest thing you've ever done, Papa Snoopy?
Dodgiest thing I've ever done.
Like, if you had to write a book about your life, which you will do one day, I have no doubt. You know, you've got to have right in the front some sort of hook, some sort of like, this is a crazy person, they're interesting. What's been the craziest thing?
My friends say to me, like, because I've got different friends for different reasons. I just that type of person. So, my really hood friends say, yo, man, you live like a white person. And let me tell you why. It comes to the dodgiest thing. Because, it's not normal for an African person to go hunting. So that's the, I do things like that. I go hunting. We have a whole farm that we go to. Huh. I jump off a roof to prove points. And yes, I did it. My toes completely effed.
You jumped off a roof?
Yeah, I jumped off the roof of the house. I was trying to prove a point. I didn't prove it because I ended up in hospital.
Like into the pool or just?
Onto the ground.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I tried to do a front flip onto the ground and I said I could do it. And they were like, no, you're going to get hurt. I'm like, I can do it. And so we placed money. I did it, but I got hurt.
And then you hurt your toe.
Yeah, so I hurt my toe. I landed incorrectly. So I do a lot of dodgy things, man. I mean, I once walked into a club. I saw this really beautiful girl. So I faked like I knew her. I actually found out her name.
But that's a good strategy.
So I faked like, and I was like, you know,
better that than run her over.
I mean, I was out there calling her a bitch. I was like, you're such a bitch. I can't believe
it. Oh, so you went that route. You didn't like, oh, I know you from high school.
I went in on
how
her.
How did that end up?
We got together and we.
You look like you have a lot of sex.
No. No, I really do not. Wow, what an awkward question. No, I do not. I don't.
How much sex do you think this guy's having, Kat?
Cat, you answer that, girl, it's over. You answer that.
What is over?
You and I are over. There's
I
no
mean, he's young, Ari, so people must get laid.
There
right?
you go.
That's a good answer. I like that.
We have quite a few things that we actually need to talk to you about, very serious things, but I'm glad that we got to catch up with you. Yeah. It's cool because one can with you. It's not like, you know.
No, I got nothing to hide,
yeah,
man.
This
I
is
want
the thing. It's great.
I'm living this life.
It's actually more interesting to speak about you than it is to speak about these other people, but we've got to.
People, you know what? Sad thing about. I don't know. I don't see myself as a celebrity or anything. I see myself as just a social dude who likes to do what he does. You know, sad thing. I just see a lot of these people don't ever want to. You live in an open eye. People walk up to you, take pictures. People ask you for advice. Like, why you want to be like, nah, if it's not about my music, I don't want to know none. Like, dude, yo, you, that's not how it works. You signed, the moment you signed up to be an entertainer, you actually gave up so much. So don't fight it. Like, just be with it. Obviously keep what you can as private, but try have fun with your life, guys. You live once. That's my whole thing, you know. You live once. I was on a plane. I thought it was gonna fall. It flipped in the middle of the air. Everybody was screaming. I was like, oh crap.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, it really happened.
When was that?
2014 in December.
Jeez, which plane was that? Where were you flying?
I was flying from Durban to Joburg. It was a private jet.
And it flipped on the side.
Like, you know, obviously a plane, everybody knows how a plane looks like.
First of all, very
flies.
Cool. Look at you in a private jet. We'll take a moment. We appreciate. Well done, Papa Snoopy.
No, it was for sure. I was performing. Like, come on.
Yes, no, that's cool. I think it's cool. That microphone's got to fly first class.
So now it's flying normal way. There was a lot of turbulence and rain because we're flying out of a storm in Durban. You know how Durban rains.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was really bad. I don't know what happened. And it flipped to the left side. I still remember. So my legs from being stationed took off the ground and were like, I was like, oh,
jeez, that's
this
hectic.
Is real.
And that would be the end for me. I'd just be saying my prayers. I'd be
a lot of the artists in the plane were saying their prayers, but I was in my mind, I was accepting death at that time. I was like, yo, if this is it sucks. Cause I didn't even really get to like go to Mount Everest.
Is that something you want to do? What would be the things that you would regret not having done if you had to die, God forbid, tomorrow?
Oh, like not giving the world music, Papa Snoopy's music. Everybody else's music, yes, but sooner or later, one day in my life, I'd love to give them my music, you know? So not giving them Papa Snoopy's music, one. Not having my own family, two. And not giving my mom something to be proud of, like... That's a huge thing to me. I need my mom to be like, yo, Mfanam, you did well. Like, I need to give her, even if it's a material thing like a car or a house, something, you know, I would really be upset. I mean, I already drove to Cape Town, one man. Well, not one man, I drove with my dad, but one straight road, did in 10 hours. I'm still going to drive to from New York to California. That's something I want to do. What else have I like doing things that are not of the normal. You know what I'm saying? As long as I can't achieve the things I put my mind to, that'd be sad, bro.
You're an interesting guy. You really are. I mean, we had a whole list of things that we had to speak about. Let's try and touch base on some of them. The Forbes list came out today. Does that affect you in any way?
Really don't care about how rich y'all are, man.
Where do you think, let's play a game of where you think these people came. Who do you think is higher? Who do you think made more money in the past year? Dr. Dre or Drake?
In the past year?
Yeah.
I think Drake, because of his album, just went, what, it went platinum, double platinum.
Did pretty well. Dre. Dre did better. It says, damn headphones.
Still.
Dr. Dre, $41 million in the past year. Drake, $38.5 million.
Wow.
Between Jay-Z and B, who do you think earned more?
Beyonce. That Freedom album. Like,
by how much?
I don't know. Maybe like 5 million, something stupid like that.
Not too bad. So in a
30... he's got title. And she's got shares in that. But he's still majority owner of Tidal. That's why I think that Freedom album did bangers, yo.
The Lemonade.
Yeah, it was Lemonade. I mean, even
Formation.
Khaled right now. I follow Khaled on Snapchat.
Didn't get sick of him. He's so much every morning with the lion and the breakfast and the...
Just skip past it, bro. That's okay. What I do. I don't have time. Skip. Get to the good stuff. When I see the good stuff, I watch and get over it. Like Kevin Hart, all those guys. The moment they... start doing the gym stuff or anything like that I find annoying.
You pass. Skip. How much are you snapping every day?
I don't snap much. I like to watch a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like reality TV. It's great. Yeah.
I'm quarter to this close. When I say this close, I'm talking about it like a fingernail to leaving Snapchat. Because I just feel like sometimes I don't care about people's lives. Not in a bad way. I'm just like, why are you
telling
me?
You're living your own life.
Why must I watch you eat? Like, what's so interesting, bro? That's
definitely not. So, Beyonce did beat out Jay-Z. He's in at 36 with $53.5 million. Beyonce's in at 34 with $54 million. Who do you think made the most money? Who's at the top of the Forbes list this year with $170 million earned?
Okay. Quick question. I know you said 107. Is that person an entertainer?
Yes. I think it's an entertainment list.
It's an entertainment list. Who made the most money? I'm looking at Diddy.
No.
Who?
Diddy's in a 22 with $62 million. Take one more stab.
Okay, so it's not Jay.
It's between touring and music. They had a really big album. They're huge in the States.
Rihanna?
Rihanna's in a 13.
Wow. Okay, is this before one more step? Is it what type of music genre is it?
Like pop.
Oh,
with blonde hair.
Yeah, no. She's a twerking girl.
No, not Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God damn it.
It's Taylor Swift. What's wrong, Papa Snoopy? You don't think Taylor Swift should have made so much?
Kanye West also, why did you put her on? Why did you put her on? All the drama. Why did you put her on?
Listen, tell me what an interview with you in 5 years is going to sound like.
Definitely much more funnier. Like,
no, this was funny. You're a funny guy.
Like, no, but it has to be way more funnier. Like, okay. Just, like, I feed off of good cheese. And not cheese, chi, like energy, if y'all didn't hear me correct. So you have a great energy. So that's why I'm in a better mood than I was when I walked in here.
Good. I'm glad.
So my interview in the next 5 years, whoever, wherever it may be, hopefully here at home. Yeah, guys, Cliff Central. It will still be funny. It will be.
What are you going to tell me about though?
I'll be telling you how, I am musically. That's never going to change. How I am in the acting arenas and in my businesses. Whether it be if I still have transport, businesses, if I still have, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing.
Let me tell you about your majority stakeholding in Doves. That you are out there.
I'm out there just killing it, man. So yeah, I believe I'm what I do, what I love to do is when I say this is what I'm going to do in X amount of time, I break my back saying I'm going to do it. I mean, I said to myself, before I turn 25, I'm going to make sure I own my own house. I made sure by that when I turned 25, I had owned my own house. I'm going to make sure when I turn 25, music pays for my life. I made sure when I was 25, music paid for my life. So now I'm in the new chapter. I'm 25 years old. I've got another 5 years. So there's things that I've planned. I can't tell you about because I don't like to do that. I just once it's done, I say, okay, I said this and now I'm doing it. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I said before 25, I'd be on SABC. As an actor, I had left it alone. It was Donald who revived that for me. Mm. And now I'm 25. I'm about to
do this show,
drop a whole series on SCBC2, you know? So it's like, to me, it's like, okay, cool. So this is what when you speak, not only to yourself, but you speak to the man above and you go for it. That's what you've been raised to do. So keep doing it, son.
Well, listen, it's very cool to have you by. Producer Cat, you get the last question. Let's make it spicy. What's the final thing we need to ask Papa Snoopy on a Wednesday? And he's already smiling because he's like...
are we going to have a girl first or a boy?
You know what? Depending on the position that we enter in...
Oh, God. Okay.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No. Definitely did not see it coming.
Ah, okay, Shaf. Goodbye. We're done with you.
You've really brought out you've brought out quite a side of Producer Cat. She's not usually this,
kinky.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't gonna say it.
You just haven't seen, yeah, let's not.
Babes, don't.
I'm just not like that with
babes,
you.
Babes, we at work. Let's not expose what happens.
Okay. Sorry, Habib, sorry.
Thank you.
We'll talk later in the bedroom.
Okay. Let me not get involved between the two of you here any further.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not. There's a fire hydrant closet down the, down the passage.
Thank you, man. you killed me.
How do we connect with you all day? I mean, and Snapchat's included at the moment.
Yeah, Snapchat's included. Trust, guys, I'm being serious. I will leave this earth called Snapchat. Well, for now, obviously, it's still Papa Snoopy, at Papa Snoopy on Twitter, at Papa Snoopy and on Instagram. And those are the two platforms you can holler at me. I'm tired of creating other platforms. It's too hard to maintain. It's a lot of work. You must have no time. I mean, like, you must have a lot of time to maintain them all. Like, God. So I'm good on those two guys. You catch me there, you know.
Fantastic. Well, it's very good to see you. That's a Papa Snoopy there stopping by for a quick chat. Thank you very much. Leave one final word for the people. What's the final word?
One final word? I think from the top of my mind, it has to be, you are what you set yourself out to be. So if you believe you are great, then you can be great, whether it be in sports, music, well, entertainment, the office, radio. You are what you are. You are the best. You are nothing but greatness, only if you believe in it. That's really about it, man.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.